The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold. It gives keys to success. This knowledge does hold.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 50 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, earlier we discussed causes of divorces. And one of the cause of divorce which was discussed in detail was the relationship of husband and wife. And when there is no tolerance, when there is no patience, and when the relationship is based on worldly values, when the deen is weak within the relationship, and when immoralities are overwhelming in the environment where the couples live, when there is lack of trust, when there is lack of love, when two of them don't acknowledge their mistakes or their shortcomings or their weaknesses, each one of them feel I'm perfect and all the wrongs are in the other spouse or in the other partner. And they don't say sorry to each other. They don't apologize from each other. They don't use passionate words towards each other. As if there are two opposition parties living under one roof and opposing each other all the time. These are some of the reasons that lead to a dead end, where they don't see any future. And there are a lot of things that we take grantedly. There are a lot of services that, you know, the mother of our children, they give us fi sabilillah, and there's a lot of goodness that comes from them.
Yes.
And we take that grantedly. And because of the culture where we live and where we grow up, somehow we feel, you know, we the authority, and we can do whatever we want to do, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us, you know, guardians and responsible and managers and officers over our wives and family. That is for the reason. So the home can run successfully. So there is order in that. There must be one person responsible who can be questioned.
Yes.
And so that's from...
It is also mentioned...
The managing point of view.
on the day, you know, on the day of Qiyamah, you will be responsible for your flock.
Yes.
So it's actually a responsibility that you have. This leadership is, you know, it's not there just, you know, for a power struggle. You will be questioned about it on the day of Qiyamah as well.
Mufti Sahib, alhamdulillah, I have a good relationship at home. What I did was, there was no need for me to apologize because I feel I've done nothing wrong. But what I did I acknowledged.
You never done anything wrong to us.
Well,
that's very good, actually, to know.
Well, if I've done something wrong, it was being apologized for when it happened. But what I'm trying to say is, I sent a message of appreciation, acknowledgement, and thank you. You know, for the role in which my family members play at home. So that made a huge difference. I could read from the message I got, the appreciation for that, the response, the appreciation that was I received from that message.
So
that even if there's nothing wrong, even if you've done nothing wrong, but the mere acknowledgement, thank you, you know, that goes a long way.
Definitely, Mufti Saab, it is inspired, but still we feel shy to ask forgiveness from our wife. So why it is like that? Why?
I think there are a lot of reasons. One is that we are ignorant about the value of humbling yourself.
I think it's more ego.
Yes. So we need to humble ourselves. Then of course, as Irshad Bhai said, the ego factor, arrogance comes and plays a role. And then cultural, you know, way of approaching your spouses. So culture also, because in our culture it doesn't happen. Maybe our fathers didn't do, or maybe our uncles don't do, or our brothers don't do. So I'm going to look like an odd, you know, within the family. And
if I do so.
Yeah, if I do so. What my wife will think of me, you know, what's wrong with him? You know, he's like now unusual. He's not the same person. You know, what has happened to him? It's like for a while they laugh at me, or they will, you know, joke, and they will have something to say. And we are scared of that small little, you know, moment, that the reaction, there will be reaction definitely. Some, you know, sometimes it might bring tears in the eyes. Sometimes there might be a joke. Sometimes there might be some words of exchange. What's wrong with you? Are you okay? You know, you were never like this.
But Musa, when you apologize, then it's an admission of guilt.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes you always want to be right as well. So when you're apologizing, then it's an admission of guilt. I'm guilty.
But is it right to think that I've never done anything wrong?
No. I think, you know, sometimes knowingly we do things wrong, and sometimes unknowingly. But, you know.
So there is always need to apologize.
There is definitely, because, you know, sometimes you don't realize that even a gesture could be interpreted in a way that's hurtful to somebody. They may not say it. You know, like you were discussing about two friends who, you know, one insulted the other, and that person laughed at the time, but he did feel insulted. You know, he didn't feel good about it. And sometimes we do that. You know, we don't realize the impact of the words we use. You know, it may, you know, at that point in time, the person may not show how they feel. But it builds up on the inside.
But have you heard this kind of words that your wife telling you? You know, sometimes you're very rude. You know, I mean, it's very formal.
Yes.
And it's like part of your routine. It doesn't really make a difference. But I think if you think deeper, you might realize that you have did something and you have done something that have caused hurt to the mother of your children, and as a result, maybe in a friendly way even, she said it, you know, sometimes you're very rude. Not in an angry way, or not in a fighting way, or not in an insulting way. In a very polite way, she is giving you a message. You know, watch your tongue, watch your behavior, watch your gestures. And I think we don't pick up.
Even though we hurt her, but still we feel like, okay, we feel like, you know, we feel shy to ask forgiveness. It happens.
Also, it can happen because many of us work and we earn money. And we are so-called providers, you know, breadwinners. And, you know, give money to them to buy their clothes, to buy their other needs. And we feel we have provided shelter. And we bought the house, we paying the rent, we paying the bond, we doing this, we doing that. So we can get away with the murder.
We have a sense of entitlement.
Yes, entitlement.
We justified to do the things that we do.
If we are angry, if we are abusive, if we sometimes raise our voice, and then, you know, within ourselves there is justification that what wrong did I do? And then, again, because everyone else in the society doing that, so you haven't done anything extraordinary. It's a usual norm. But when you study your religion, when you study your deen, you know, after listening to all the beautiful things and madani flowers that were discussed in the previous silsilas, it has made us realize and think differently. That you can't just take things grantedly. There are teachings, proper teachings of our religion in everything. Allah Azza wa Jal, His beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they taught us, they gave us guidelines. They gave us clear-cut rules and regulations. There's no confusion in them. There's no misunderstanding in them. It is because of our ignorance, because of our jahalat, things happen. And jahalat, ignorance is not an excuse. If you have violated the rights of people, if you have caused hurt to people, whether they are your children, your sons, your daughters, your mothers, your fathers, your wives, there is accountability for that. And causing hurt to any believer is a major sin. It's gunah kabira that leads to Jahannam.
Even though, Mufti Sahab, we feed, we give shelter, we take care of, even though we have to ask the forgiveness.
Yes, because to provide shelter and to give maintenance is our responsibility. Sharia has put that responsibility upon our shoulders. Like, let's take an example. It is our responsibility to pay zakat to a poor man. Can we abuse poor man because we're paying him zakat?
No.
We can't do that. I mean, based on that, we say, no, because I'm paying him. Because I'm giving him money, it gives me right to say whatever I want to say, to do whatever I want to do. Then the answer would be, this was your responsibility. Allah, your creator, who has given you the wealth, He has put that responsibility upon your shoulders. So upon whom are you doing the favor? So similarly,
to saving yourself from sin, basically.
From sin, basically. So you providing shelter, you providing meal, you giving expenses to your children and your wife to buy their necessary things. This is the responsibility that Sharia has put upon your shoulders. That doesn't give you right to abuse them, to swear at them, to insult them, or to treat them as if they are your slaves.
Mustafa, isn't it strange that we are not shy to insult and to abuse, but we are shy to apologize?
Yeah.
You know, when we are breaking the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there's no shyness. But when we have to repent from it, or when we have to apologize to somebody, you know, for infringing in their rights, we suddenly become shy and we become ashamed, you know. But when we are doing the act, when we are violating the act, violating the laws, then there's no shyness.
And then also another problem. Even if on the motivation of someone, people agree to say sorry, then too they're not serious.
How sincere is your apology if you were in the wrong? How sincere were you?
Yes.
When you apologize, obviously there has to be a change. You can't say, I'm sorry, and then do it again.
Sorry too.
It's like, slapping a person saying, I'm sorry, and then slapping
sorry
them again.
Sorry too, it's like a swearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Okay.
It's like they're obliged to forgive you.
Yeah. And if person doesn't forgive you, you must be on your knees. There must be sign of remorse and guilt. And there must be some kind of fear, shivering on your body, thinking that if this man, this person, this woman doesn't forgive me, then I'll be in trouble on the day of judgment. So, sincerity part is also not there. A lot of time as a formality we say, big night comes, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. And to a lot of people we say, forgive me, who are meeting you first time. You have not dealt with them at all. You don't even know them. You have not bought or sold anything to them.
There's no need for,
Of course, it's a formality. So you do the same thing with your father, you do the same thing with your mother, you do the same thing with your wife, you do the same thing with your husband. In whichever position and relationship you are. Sincerity is gone, formality is there.
Yeah. But it's so strange because, when it comes to strangers, then we're quite polite in things like that. But the ones that we love the most are the ones that we hurt the most.
That is why there's a saying that goes, if you want to really know the character of a man, ask his wife. Because how you are at home, you're not in that manner in public. People may think of you as a good character person because that's what you display there. But if if you really want to know what a man is, ask his house people.
I just want to get into a new discussion now. Irshad bhai said, if you want to know real character of the man, ask his wife. Is wife allowed to tell about her husband all the secrets? The viewers of Madani Channel must not misunderstand that we are giving them a life.
It's like the justice again. In
phrase, yes.
Asking the first question.
And it's not allowed also, right, Mufti Saab?
Yeah. No,
to say something against her husband.
Yeah, no, but this what Irshad bhai said, it's an idiom, it's an assumption to, if you really want to know, then the wife would know husband more than any other person, no doubt about it. But this does not give you permission and license that you go and start digging out.
Doing inquiries and
asking, tell me about your husband. Yeah. Because I heard on Madani Channel, if you want to know about a man, you can...
Digging also not allowed and replying also not allowed. Yeah, Mufti Saab?
There are some occasions when if you're asking for a reference, then, under those circumstances, you can speak about the faults of a person, like when, there's a proposal for marriage, for example.
Yeah.
Under those circumstances, it will not be considered a ghibat, it will not be considered back.
Like Bada Aqeedah person, is spreading his... Bad Aqeedgi, his false, corrupt beliefs. So you have to tell people to safeguard their iman. So these are exempted situations, few.
How did our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on a social level, how was our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his partners, with his wives, radiallahu ta'ala? Can you please give us some examples?
And incidences? It was said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, I treat my wife best amongst all of you.
The best amongst you is he who is the best
with his wife.
And I am the best with my spouses.
With my spouses. And then, of course, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the standard of justice, fairness, love, passion, establishing relationships, looking after bonds of relationships, because these are his teachings.
If we can broaden the subject a little bit more and not confine it just to spouses, generally with the rest of the family, how was he towards his daughters, towards his son-in-law, towards other family members, for example, his grandchildren? If we can expound on it, then we can include other members of the family and take this discussion into a family discussion and how to behave with family members, for example.
Look, let's say that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with his beloved wives, he was very friendly. They would talk, share things, ideas, discussions about religion, about other issues. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would race with Hazrat Bibi Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, our mother. I mean, that tells you that frankness, as a husband and wife, let's race. And children, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would show love to all the children, especially to his grandchildren, Hazrat Imam Hassan and Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. He would kiss them. He would smell them like you smell flower. And he will say that, these are my flowers.
SubhanAllah.
And would carry them on shoulders and walk around.
Whenever Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha used to go and visit Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would stand up for her. The level of respect that he showed towards his daughter. Generally we see that children who should show respect to their parents by standing up. Not in this day and age, but in years gone by, children would stand up when their parents...
He would help her in her work, even when she was married.
Ji.
And then he would do his own work at home.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program, Haji Sahab.
MashaAllah, on silsila.
On silsila.
Welcome. MashaAllah.
How would we call silsila in English?
Silsila is our terminology.
Special terminology.
Terminology. So, if we repeat
that word,
name.
Everyone
so
will
everybody
know. Very good.
Dawat-e-Islami.
Okay, so we won't translate.
Dawat-e-Islami means Urdu.
So we won't translate silsila into English anymore, because we always struggle thinking of, people might not understand, so let's translate and call it a program or call it something else.
Silsila means silsila. Dawat-e-Islami, English word, not English word.
Yes.
Urdu. Adam. Adam tabdil nahi hota.
Yes. Alam is that specific name.
Kaaba.
Yes.
Ji.
Arafat.
Ji.
Quran.
Ji.
So, aise istilah jo Dawat-e-Islami ki, terminology of Dawat-e-Islami, usko change nahi karna chahiye, samajh mein aata hai. Shura.
Ji.
JazakAllah.
Counselor.
Mufti.
Mufti.
Achha, bolo Mufti. Kya English tarjuma karenge?
Jurist.
Jurist.
Haan. Wo bolta jurist. Mufti ko Mufti bolta hai. Alim. Musliman knows Alim. Okay. Chalega.
Chalega.
Okay.
Udega shayad.
Allah.
I think we are having very friendly discussion.
Now?
Yes, I would like to give you some briefing.
Okay, okay.
The previous discussion we had, brothers were inspired and motivated, and many of the participants and the cameramen and the crew and everyone, because of that inspiration, contacted their families, the mother of their children, telling them, you know, sorry if we have caused any pain to you, and all the nice words, you know, like husband and wife should say to each other, and then they got, you know, replies, and
there's
a revival in the friendship, I mean, in the relationship, there's a revival, and based on that, we had few discussions here and there. Yes, yes. And we also asked...
Hand-to-hand result.
We also asked the viewers of Madani Channel that if these discussions and series and silsilas have touched your heart, you must also give your comments, you know, through email or WhatsApp or through calls or whichever way it's possible for you. And if you feel some change and transformation within yourself, let us know, because this would inspire many other people. Share your feelings with us. So we have given that message as well. And we are still going around and around and around on that subject. Alhamdulillah, Nigrani Shura came, and we would request Nigrani Shura to become part of our discussion and lead us.
Astaghfirullah. What's the topic now?
Topic is we are still talking about relationship, and then we move to how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with his blessed wives, how he was with his children, how he was with his grandchildren, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the model for everything. He set the standards, and we see that he was so loving towards his grandchildren, towards Hazrat Imam Hassan and Hussein, and how he treated them, how he treated his beloved daughter, Khatoon-e-Jannat, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Bibi Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, how he would be friendly and sometimes playful with his wives as well, like he would race with Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha to make her feel that even though I'm Nabi of Allah and I have bigger responsibilities, but at whom I'm a husband.
But in this race, you called this race, is that time our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Ummul Mumineen Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, they don't alone.
Ji.
They're with Sahaba-e Karam alayhim wa ridwan. And Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, आप आगे जाइए और फिर फरमाया आओ हम रेस लगा दें.
सुभान अल्लाह.
देम एन एडवांटेज.
नो आल्सो
इट्स मी आई मीन दैट
द प्राइवेसी.
ये कोई ऐसी प्राइवेसी वाली नहीं, मतलब ये भी जो ये जो मियां बीवी शोहर और बीवी का जो मामला है, ये जो अच्छा मामला है ना एक, वो भी इतना कोई प्राइवेसी नहीं है. वो तो साहबा कराम को आगे, साहबा कराम नहीं जानते थे कि ये तो किसी ने रिवायत, ये तो साहबी ने रिवायत किया ना
जी. यस,
ये तो रिवायत है ना किसी, कोई तो साहबी होंगे जिन्होंने इस हदीस को रिवायत किया है कि सरकार सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम ने ये किया. और उस रेस में उम्मुल मोमिनीन आयशा सिद्दीका रज़ियल्लाहु तआला अन्हा आगे बढ़ गई. फिर एक और मर्तबा ऐसा ही वाकया हुआ और वही हुआ कि सहाबा करम को फरमाया गया कि आगे जाइए और सरकार सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम फिर फरमाया गया और रेस लगा दें. फिर सरकार सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम आगे बढ़े और फरमाया गया यूजिंग का बदला है. दिस सेंटेंस, इसको खुशतबई कहेंगे.
यस, खुशतबई.
खुशतबई कहेंगे इसको इंग्लिश में, मैं नहीं जानता क्या कहेंगे.
वेल यू नो, बीइंग a good-natured person, that people around you do not...
Dil mein khushi dakhil karna.
Do not get bored.
Dil mein khushi, dil joy. Dil mein khushi dakhil karna.
तो ये दो दफा का वाकया है और ये एक तरह से देखा तो पब्लिकली हुआ है, है ना?
Yes.
तो पब्लिक, एक तो घर के अंदर सरकार सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम का अंदाज अज़वाज मुतहरा के साथ.
Also we discussed that, you know, sometimes fetching his own clothes, you know, sewing his own broken shoe and brooming in the house, that is helping. That is helping at home, because normally women do this work.
Mufti sahab, aap dekhiye ke isko explain kijiyega. Biwi hai na biwi, wo shohar se bahut kam mutasir hoti hai. Yani jo biwi shohar se mutasir ho jaye na, iska andar shohar waqai quality wala hai.
Yeah, the translation of these words are that it's very hard for wife to be affected and influenced by the husband, influenced in the way of taqwa or piety.
Achha aadmi to chalo biwi bol degi, agar nek aadmi bolna hai na, matlab ye bahut badi aadmi ki bahut badi jeet hai.
Yes, it's easy for wife to say about her husband that he's a good man, but it's very difficult for wife to say he's a holy man,
pious man.
Pious man.
When wali, yes. You are wali.
Yes.
Oh, to bahut mushkil hai, matlab to lakhon mein koi ek shayad nikal aayega koi aisa na.
That's a big success. If they
big success, that's the goal. Completely goal.
Yes.
को शिकायत करता हूँ, आप ट्रांसफर कर दे. फॉर एग्जाम्पल के एक बुजुर्ग थे, इनको लोग बहुत अल्लाह का वली मानते थे.
There was a pious person and people you know acknowledged his sainthood.
मगर इनकी जो सोचा थी ना, ये कभी इनको वो अहमियत देती नहीं थी.
एंड हिज वाइफ नेवर गिव हिम इम्पोर्टेंस.
वो कहते थे कि सारी दुनिया मेरे को मानती है, पर मेरे को पता है कैसे.
ही यूज्ड टू से दैट द होल वर्ल्ड एक्सेप्ट्स मी एज ए होली मैन, बट यू द वन दैट डोंट वांट टू एक्सेप्ट मी. एंड शी विल से या आई नो यू.
एक मरतबा रोजा किसी काम से बाहर निकली होंगी, तो इन्होंने देखा कि एक शख्स हवा में एक चादर पर उड़ रहा है, हैं? चादर पर उड़ रहा है. वो घर आई, घर आकर कहा कि वली को तो आज देखा है मैंने.
She saw a man flying in the air but on his sheet, and she came back and told the husband, you know, I've seen wali today.
मैं वली तो आज देखा है. और क्या हुआ? बोला बुजुर्ग को देखा चादर पर उड़ रहे थे.
एंड हस्बैंड आस्क्ड व्हाट हैपेंड. शी सेड दैट आई सॉ ए बुजुर्ग ए पायस पर्सन ऑन हिज शीट ही वाज फ्लाइंग.
तो क्या वो नेक आदमी थे? बोला हाँ, तो नेक आदमी उड़ेगा ना चादर पर.
सो ही सेड वाज ही ए पायस मैन. शी सेड यस ही वाज ए पायस मैन बिकॉज दैट वाज ए मिरेकल.
और थी ना, यही उड़ेगा, नेक आदमी होगा वही पाए, वही उड़ सकेगा. अच्छा, बोला वो नेकबख्त, वो मैं तो था.
And he said to her, that person that you have seen flying, that was me.
रोजा ने जवाब दिया, ओ हफ्ते तभी कहूं कि टेढ़े क्यों उड़ रहे थे.
She said, oh okay, that was you. Well, that's why I was wondering, why were you so crooked in your flying?
तो बीवी है ना, वो इतनी जल्दी कायल नहीं होती.
The wife doesn't get impressed from person's piety or holiness very quickly.
एक बहुत एक मशहूर एक शख्स था जो तकरीर करता था ना, और मजहबी मुकर्रर था.
There was a person who was very famous orator in religious topics.
घर में उसकी भी पोजीशन ऐसी थी.
And he had the same position at his house.
तो एक दिन इसकी जो तकरीर थी, तो इसकी वो घर में पता चला कि फना जगह पर किसी मशहूर आदमी का बयान है. तो इसने घर में कहा कि एक मशहूर आदमी बयान करने आ रहा है, तकरीर करने आ रहा है, अपने उसको सुनने जाएंगे. औरतों के लिए भी पर्दे का इंतजाम है.
So once he told his wife that there's one very famous man coming to lecture, we will go and listen his bayan. You also come with me because there is a separate place for ladies as well.
तो अब वो जो छोर था ना, उससे इसकी बीवी को कंप्लेन ये थी कि ये बोलता बहुत है. जब भी देखो तुम इतना बोलते चुप रहा करो. बोले सब मेरी सुनते हैं, आप बोलते हो कि चुप रहा करो. बोले नहीं है, मेरा दिमाग नहीं खराब हो रहा, चुप रहा करो, घर में चुप रहा करो.
कंप्लेन शी हैड अबाउट हर हस्बैंड दैट ही यूज्ड टू से दैट यू नो यू टॉक टू मच. ही सेज नो पीपल लिसन टू मी, दैट्स व्हाई आई टॉक टू मच. सो शी सेड या बट at home you don't do that, you want to talk with people, not in
please why mera dimag mat khao,
don't eat my head.
Ha, ab wo jo daawat aayi thi na ishtima ki takreer ki, wo daawat thi isi muballigh ki, isi matlab isi muqarrir ki thi. Ab uski biwi ko nahi pata ki ye muqarrir kaun tha, to usko mauka laga, bola chalo is bahane yaar ye aayegi mera bayan sun legi na.
Yeah, so the invitation that came to attend the bayan, that was the speaker was her husband, but she didn't know that the speaker is her husband, and the husband also thought as it is she doesn't come and listen to my talks, so there is an opportunity that at least she can hear my bayan, my lecture.
Okay, wo shuru hua wo ishtima jo tha. औरतें पर्दे में थी और आप तकरीर नहीं की थी.
फंक्शन स्टार्टेड, वीमेन वर सेक्लूडेड इन यू नो सेपरेट प्लेस विद कवर्स एंड इट वाज टाइम फॉर हिज लेक्चर.
और कहते तकरीर भी जोरदार हुई, बहुत हाहा हुआ, रोना धोना हुआ, और लोगों ने बहुत तारीफ की.
लेक्चर वाज वेरी पावरफुल, पीपल क्राइड, दे यू नो अप्रिशिएटेड different ways and words, and it was very effective lecture.
ab jab bahar nikle to gaadi mein baithe bola chalo acho yaar isko suniye meri takreer na, aur logo ko pasand bhi aayi hai, chalo do jumla aaj tareef ke sun lenge.
When he came out and he felt, you know, today I will hear some words of praise and appreciation because today she heard my bayan and the bayan went well.
gaadi mein baithe jaane lage, kaha क्या हुआ, और वो बोली कुछ नहीं रही थी. क्या हुआ, सुना? हाँ सुना तो, से लोग तारीफ कर रहे थे. बोला क्या सुना? और पता नहीं स्पीकर भी फटा हुआ था, कोई आवाज ही समझ में नहीं आ रही थी, मगर लोग तारीफ कर रहे थे कि अच्छा बोला, अच्छा बोला.
So the husband asked, did you hear something? She said, yeah, I heard people were praising, although I could not understand very well. There was loudspeaker and it was like a, you know, broken speaker and you know broken voice, but I heard people saying nice things about the lecture.
Sir, acha bola hoga tabhi to log tareef kare na. Acha bola hoga tha, ha acha hi bola hoga tabhi log tareef kare, itne log sunne aaye the to acha hi bolta hoga na.
He said yeah, then the people were praising, so they must have been praising because lecture went well. She said yeah, I agree with you, lecture must have went well, but I'm telling you the truth, you know, I couldn't understand.
शोर ने कहा कि वो मैं ही था.
The husband said that was me.
उसने कहा तभी बोलूं, चुप क्यों नहीं हो रहे थे.
And she said, oh, okay, that's why I was wondering, why is he not, you know, keeping quiet? He keeps on speaking, one after the other, and finishes one sentence and starts the other one.
अब ये जो खुशतबई के तौर पर आपको ये जो दो वाक्य मैंने बयान किए, इसके पीछे एक मकसद है. मकसद ये है कि घर की औरत जो है ना, ये बहुत कम मुतासिर होती है.
Yes, the stories that are told to you It has a lesson. There's a purpose behind. And the purpose is that the wife very seldom is influenced by your piety, your holiness, your taqwa.
एक मकसद, एक purpose है ना, दोनों का close बहुत है. उठना, बैठना, everything together. So बहुत सारी चीजें ऐसी होती हैं जो मिजाज, mood, उतार चढ़ाव, नरमी गर्मी, तो वो सारा एक साथ शेयर हो रहा होता है, तो वो इतना ज्यादा मुतासिर होने जैसा बंदा रहता नहीं है. वो सारी चीजें वो ओवरलुक हो जाती हैं, बोल देता है, दिल आजारियां हो जाती हैं और तकलीफें दे देता है. तो यूं इतनी जल्दी औरत घर के आदमी से मुतासिर नहीं होती. वो बहुत चीजें बाहर नहीं होता इतना ना, बाहर तो वो मिला निकल गया, मिला निकल गया, लेकिन घर के अंदर तो दिन रात और बरसों गुजरते हैं और एक अजीब, एक बहुत मुख्तलिफ ताल्लुक होता है ना मियां बीवी का. तो यूं मतलब कि इतनी जल्दी वो मुतासिर नहीं होती ना एक उसके लिए.
टू क्लोज इन दैट रिलेशनशिप एंड दे शेयर लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स टुगेदर, दे हैव देयर ओन लाइफ, सो इट्स नॉट इजी फॉर वुमन टू एक्सेप्ट हर हस्बैंड एज ए होली मैन.
अच्छा, मेरे इस कॉन्सेप्ट से आप हैं एग्री? एग्री? आप लोग एग्री हैं? कैमरा मैन सब जो मैं कह रहा हूं, ओके. अब मैं अपने मकसद की तरफ आता हूं. सरकार सल्लल्लाहु ताला अलैहि वसल्लम की खुसूसियात की, जो घरेलू खुसूसियात की जो रिवायत है, वो आपको जिनसे मिलेंगी ना, उन्हें सैयदतुना खदीजतुल कुबरा रज़ियल्लाहु ताला अन्हा, सैयदतुना आयशा सिद्दीका रज़ियल्लाहु ताला अन्हा, आपकी दीगर अज़वाज मुतहरात, ये बताएंगी कि सरकार सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम का किरदार कैसा था.
Now the point that I want to raise is this, that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his beautiful qualities and characteristics which are exclusive with him, and we know and we are proud to read and share with others, are reported by his blessed wives, Ummahatul Mu'mineen. For example, by Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala.
Sarkar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam jo pehli wahi nazil hui,
yes,
Ghar-e Hira mein, aur aap jis kaifiyat mein apne ghar par tashreef laaye, us waqt elan-e-nubuwwat nahi hua tha. Ha, us waqt elan-e-nubuwwat nahi hua tha. Point ye note, ye aap note kijiyega. Sarkar sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam jis kaifiyat pe ghar tashreef laate hain और अपनी कैफियत हजरत सैयदतुना खदीजतुल कुबरा रज़ियल्लाहु ताला अन्हा से शेयर करते हैं, आप पर चादर डाली जाती है ना, उस वक्त हजरत उम्मुल मोमिनीन खदीजतुल कुबरा रज़ियल्लाहु ताला अन्हा ने जो तारीफ की सरकार सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की, कि आप गरीबों की मदद करते हैं, यतीमों का यूं करते हैं, उससे सुलूक करते हैं, ये करते हैं, वो करते हैं, इतनी तारीफ की.
अपने कजन हजरत
नौफल के पास ले गई,
वरका बिन नौफल
के पास ले गई, और वहां भी एक अच्छी गुफ्तगू हुई. तो इसमें दो तीन चीजें मुफ्ती साहब, इस्लामी बहनों के लिए भी, कि सरकार सल्लल्लाहु ताला अलैहि वसल्लम की एक कैफियत थी. सरकार सल्लल्लाहु ताला अलैहि वसल्लम जब उस कैफियत में अपने घर तशरीफ लाते हैं, तो और अपनी उस कैफियत को जब आप अपनी जोजा उम्मुल मोमिनीन सैयदतुना खदीजतुल कुबरा रज़ियल्लाहु ताला अन्हा के साथ शेयर करते हैं, जो रिस्पांस उम्मुल मोमिनीन का था ना, वो रिस्पांस हमारे इस्लामी बहनों के लिए रोल मॉडल है.
yes.
कि जब एक शोहर एक ऐसी कैफियत में आए, तो वो कैसा सपोर्टिंग रोल प्ले किया ना, कि पहले एक तसल्ली दी, फिर बहुत अच्छी बातें की, अच्छी बातें करके एक तसली वाला अमल किया, और उसके बाद जो ऐलान नबूवत के बाद जो सरकार सल्लल्लाहु ताला अलैहि वसल्लम के साथ मुसलसल जो वाकियात हुए, जो आपको तकलीफें पहुंचाई गई, इवन के जो सोशल बायकॉट हुआ और शाब अबी तालिब के अंदर जो महसूर हुए, ये सारे जितने भी मतलब के सरकमस्टेंसेस हुए, इनमें उम्मुल मोमिनीन सैयदतुना खदीजतुल कुबरा रज़ियल्लाहु ताला अन्हा एक मजबूत पिलर की तरह आपके साथ खड़ी रही और अपना वो रोल प्ले किया, कि हजरत खदीजतुल कुबरा रज़ियल्लाहु ताला अन्हा के विसाल फरमाने के बाद आप इस कदर इनकी तारीफ फरमाते,
کہ ام المومنین عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ فرماتی ہیں کہ ان کی اتنی تعریف سنتی تو مجھے ان سے حیا آیا کرتی تھی, میں ان پہ غیرت کھاتی تھی. اور ہم یہاں تک کہتی تھی کہ آپ کو ان کے بعد اللہ تعالیٰ نے اتنی بہترین بیویاں دی ہیں. آپ فرماتے نہیں جیسی ختیجہ تھی ایسی کوئی بھی نہیں ہے رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. وہ کردار ادا کیا ام المومنین سیدتنا خدیجہ الکبریٰ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے سرکار صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وآلہ وسلم سے ان دنوں میں. یہ ایک ماڈل ہے, ایک رول ماڈل ہے, ایک کردار ہے ان اسلامی بہنوں کے لیے جو مصیبت کے وقت, پریشانی کے وقت, تکلیف کے وقت, تنگ دستی کے وقت, بے روزگاری کے وقت, بیماری کے وقت, اس طرح کے حالات میں اپنے شوہر کا ساتھ چھوڑ دیتی ہیں, ان کو کریٹیسائز کرتی ہیں, ان کو تنقید کا نشانہ بناتی ہیں, ان کا دل توڑتی ہیں, ان سے مطلب کہ خلا مانگتی ہیں اور ان کو چھوڑنے کا نام دیتی ہیں, صرف اس وجہ سے کہ اب ان کے لیے وہ آسانیاں نہیں رہیں. ادر وائز ایسا ہونا نہیں چاہیے. اگر شوہر تکلیف میں ہے تو بیوی کو چاہیے کہ اپنے شوہر کی تکلیف کے ساتھ ایک مضبوط پلر کی طرح کھڑی رہے, کہ اس کا پہلو جھکنے نہ دے. ایک پہلو پر وہ کھڑی رہے, ایک پہلو پر اولاد کھڑی رہے, انشاءاللہ مرد مدینہ مدینہ ہوتا رہے گا.
الحمدللہ dear viewers of Madani channel, Nigran Shura has given us thought provoking Madani pulse, and especially this message is dedicated to Islamic sisters. Now look at the character of mother of the believers, our mother Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijat al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that when first wahi came upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the weight and the burden of Kalam of Allah was not easy to bear and to carry, and that affected the physical aspect of the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he came and he discussed his situation with his beloved wife Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijah al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She first of all embraced him, you know, praised him, empowered him by beautiful words, telling him that, you know, you will never be put into trouble, and you will always be victorious. You are a good man. You help people. You feed the poor. You look after people who are in need or who need help, etc. You know, lot of beautiful things. And so that is the character of a woman. And she stood firm. And in her understanding, whatever help was available at that time, she tried to get that help. Like, for example, she knew that this is something spiritual, this is something religious that has happened. Warqa bin Nawfal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu became Muslim later on. He was a Christian scholar and her cousin. She went to him quickly to. So all this shows that she was looking for help. Help for who? For her husband. Because in her understanding, something, you know, different has happened. So let me help him. Her love for her husband forced her to do something. The point is that she did not sit and start assuming or start making accusations, or no, why you went there? You know, why were you alone? Why didn't you take somebody with? You know, try to blame. It was not sort of those things. She was
a comforter.
Comforter. And she stood firm like a pillar of support for her husband. So there is, you know, invitation for Islamic sisters to ponder upon and think about the character of our mothers, Ummahatul Mumineen, and particularly Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And these days, unfortunately, many sisters. They're friends with their husband. They support their husband when there's a good time. As soon as the bad time comes, a test comes, a difficulty comes, they're not, you know, with their husbands anymore. They want to fight, they want to separate, they want to go away, they want to, you know, take khula, they want to break that marriage, that relationship, because the husband is unable to, you know, afford certain favors and, you know, facilities that he was affording before.
And torturing also.
Yes, and
mentally torturing,
mental
also.
Torturing, accusations, you know, slandering and etc., all that happens. So there is indeed an invitation for all Islamic sisters to study the life of Hazrat Sayyidatana Khadijat al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and based on that support, start supporting your husbands. This way you will be rewarded and you will have a successful, healthy home with your husband and children. Now at that time, wife comes and she says, "Hi, ha, what's going to happen? It's like end of the world.
Kaise khayenge, you know? Kaise piyenge? Bijli ka bill kaise bharenge? Main to AC ke bagair nahi reh sakti hu. AC to bahut zaruri hai. Damad se mohabbat to ho sakti hai. Damad se aqeedat bahut mushkil hai. Ameer e sunnat wo damad hai ki inke sussal walon ko bhi inse aqeedat hai. Peer ki taazim bhi hoti hai, peer pasand bhi hota hai aur peer se pyar bhi hota hai. Ab agar yahi personality damad ke taur par ka taazim ke taur par ho, तो आप देखिए कि उसका स्टेटस उसके ससुराल में क्या होगा.
आई थिंक ऑलमोस्ट ऑल द वाइव्स आई एम सेइंग माइट बी थिंकिंग दैट आवर हस्बैंड्स आर वेरी नाइस आउटसाइड, दे वेरी नाइस विद फ्रेंड्स, दे वेरी नाइस यू नो विद स्ट्रेंजर्स, बट दे नॉट नाइस विद अस.
आप बाहर कभी इससे मिलते हैं, कभी इससे मिलते हैं, कभी इससे मिलते हैं. एक घर का फर्द है जिसे रोज मिलते हैं, और वो इस मतलब तकलीफ की जिंदगी में कैसे जिएगा मुफ्ती साहब? वो जूता कब तक आप पहन कर रखोगे जो चुभ रहा है?
The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold.